I'm Teen Zekas.
And hey, I'm Ilika Follette. We are business owners and moms with corporate backgrounds, and we are all about getting Black women paid in both corporate and business.
And you're listening to the Getting Black Women Paid podcast.
Let's go. Right. Hello. Welcome. Welcome to Getting Black Women Paid. I am Ilika Follette, and I am here with my co-host,
Teen
Zekas. Go ahead, Teen.
I'm Teen Zekas. Teen is short for Christine, if that is helpful. And we are Getting Black Women Paid.
Yes. And I am Ilika Follette. And quick intro of who I am and why we should be talking about getting Black women paid. So I am a 20-year corporate vet, meaning I was in corporate America for about 20 years at major Fortune 500 companies, rose to senior director level, and then kicked corporate to the side and started my own wellness business, grew that to my corporate salary, and then began teaching other business owners how to get paid, and especially Black women. So how to make more money, be more visible, and live the best life they want to live while making the money they want to make. So that's what I do.
Oh, I love it. I love it so much. So I started out as a high school math teacher. Wow. And it was not for me. So I ended up making a career pivot into software engineering. And it was during that pivot, going from a very female dominated industry into a white male dominated industry. Mm-hmm. I learned a lot about just sort of the different challenges that come up in that kind of a space. And one of the things I did was negotiated my salary for every position I was in. So within 2 years, I doubled my teaching salary. And within less than 5 years, I tripled that salary.
Ooh, nice.
Throughout the whole process, I was informally mentoring other Black women in getting into tech, negotiating for higher salaries, and often doubling their salaries. And one day I realized, oh, that's what I like doing, right? Actually, a coach asked me, you know, what brings you joy? And I said, getting Black women paid. She said, get on GoDaddy.com, look up getting Black women paid, buy it.
So, and get that domain. Yes.
Absolutely. So now I am, I'm the founder and CEO of Getting Black Women Paid. I'm a speaker, I'm an author, and that's what I do. I help Black women achieve financial freedom.
Yes. Exactly. And it's so important because I love how you talked about negotiating. So I mentioned I was in corporate for 20 years. And one thing that I noticed, and I'm sure you notice as well, is that white men negotiated. They negotiated their salaries. They stepped up for when it came time for promotion. Like, they decided it was about them and they were going to do the thing, even if they were 50% qualified, right? Meanwhile, there'd be that Black woman who was 120% qualified for this role and kind of, okay, I'll put my name in the hat and then I'll just take whatever amount they want to give me versus, you know what? You know, I'm the most qualified for this role. Give me my money. Right.
Right. Well, and we're so often taught, you know, just be grateful. You don't want to seem greedy. You know, don't rock the boat. How is demanding the value that you're getting compensated for the value you're producing, how is that greedy?
Right. How is that rocking the boat? Why is that rocking the boat?
Well, and especially when you find out the less qualified white guy sitting next to you is getting paid more than you.
Yes.
That was it for me. It was when I was getting my first engineering job, I said, I will not find out that the white guy sitting next to me with the same experience is getting paid more than I am.
Yes.
That was my motivator every time. And so many of the women I talk to have found themselves in that position. They see that, you know, their colleagues are making 20, 30, in some cases, 50 to 60,000 more than them.
Yeah.
And it compounds on itself, right? When you get a raise, it's a percentage of what you're making now. Exactly. So there's no way to catch up when you're starting, you know, you're here, they're here.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, for me, that was, you know, that was when it was like, okay, we as a group need to do something different, right?
Right.
To close that wealth gap.
Yeah. And you know, what's funny is that was literally my story. So I was at a company for 12, 14 years, something like that. And, I remember, I'll never forget it. A friend of mine who was doing the same role as me, she called me complaining about her salary. And this is a friend who was a white woman. And she called me and she was complaining about her salary, saying it was lower than everybody else's. And she was just, she felt like they should have been giving her more. And she told me her salary. And when she told me her salary, my stomach dropped. I could not believe it. Because in that moment, I realized she was making $25,000 more than I was. And I had provided the most value to that group, and it was a known thing, you know?
Right.
And yet I was making $25,000 less than the least paid person in the group. And everyone else in the group was actually making about $20,000 more than her. So that means the highest paid person in the group was about $50,000 more than me.
Yep. Yep. Crazy. And I felt bad. I was smiling while you were saying it because I knew exactly where it was going. Because I've heard it many times, right? Mm-hmm. The inequity is palpable. But, you know, because even when we'll have like women's equal pay day, and it's like, you know, women have to work this far into the year to earn what a man made. Mm-hmm. Women's equal pay day is somewhere in March. Black women's equal pay day is until end of July, right? Like,
exactly.
Yep. And so when you combine the, you know, the racism and the sexism, you know, Black women are getting it from every which way. Oh, and right. Mm-hmm. And it just, it's so frustrating, because even when you think about, right, like a feminist movement that's talking about equal pay, you could definitely see that going somewhere where Black women are still left behind, right?
100%.
Mm-hmm. And so that's how I've found that it's really Black women working together that are, mm-hmm. that are shifting the issue, right? That are forming our own communities. And unfortunately, I mean, well, fortunately, maybe in depending on how you look at it, a lot of us then are leaving and starting our own thing.
Right. And that's
the only way to get paid.
Exactly. And that's part of why when you and I talked before, why it made so much sense to come together and do this podcast. Because now, if you guys weren't listening or didn't hear this part, Teen created the company Getting Black Women Paid. And she was talking on the corporate side. I came in on the entrepreneurial side and said, well, we need to get paid here too. You know, we need to be getting paid in all aspects. And so we just talked about the corporate side. So leaning in and talking about the entrepreneurial side, well, everyone talks about being a coach, right? Everyone wants to be a coach, especially once the pandemic hit. It was like everybody and their mother was somebody's coach, right? Whether they were a self-empowerment coach, a confidence coach, a life coach, a fitness coach, you know, it was business coach, whatever it was. Well, there's now been statistics done that the average female coach makes about $28,000 a year.
Right.
And just let that sink in for a second, right? That's not even, I'm like, you could drive Uber and make more. But
and that's not even throwing in Black women.
Right. Because the Black woman coach actually makes $24,000 a year. That is less than, that's $2,000 a month. $2,000 a month. And we're talking before taxes. We're talking gross. We aren't even talking now. $2,000 a month. What can you even do with that? Literally, you can't even pay rent and mortgage. I mean, rent and like electric bill and utilities with that. Mm. Not to mention eating. So most of them have to have another job, right? They can't just be the entrepreneur. They have to do that and something else. And
right, probably a side thing. Hustle, right?
No, exactly. It becomes a side hustle because of that. Even though it's their mission to do the thing that they want, it leans into their purpose. They know they're good at it.
But, and when we're hustling, that's how all of us get burnt out.
Exactly.
And end up not able to do any of it.
Yeah. Which is why we wanted to talk about this on both sides of the spectrum. On the corporate side, how to get Black women paid, be negotiating our salaries, stepping into to bigger opportunities, bigger roles. And frankly, I jokingly say this, but, you know, get the mindset of that white man out there who's like, hey, I'm 32% qualified for this role. I'm going to go for it. And right. they're probably going to get it. Meanwhile, right. you're out here 120% qualified for the role. You're overqualified. Yep. And you're like, well, I've got to do these 17 more things in order to go after this role.
And they're going to notice me if I just work real hard. They're going to mm-hmm. see what effort I put in.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And on the business side, right, on the entrepreneurial side, as a Black woman, we're like, okay, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to try these things. I'm going to, you know, get this coach and I'm going to do this. And here's the thing. Many times as an entrepreneur, as a Black woman, we're going and hiring that white man coach that white male coach who he's done amazing, right? He's making 10, you know, six or seven, or I'm sorry, eight figures, right? It's $10 million a year. And we're like, oh my goodness, he is going to show me how to do it. Well, what he's going to show you is how he did it. And guess what? It's not the same.
Right.
It's not
right.
how we step up. And so what we get to look at as Black women is how do we thrive mm-hmm. as an entrepreneur? How do we stand in our visibility? How do we stand and become the in-demand person in the industry? And how do we get Black women paid in the entrepreneurial side as well? Absolutely. And that's what we're talking about here. Yeah.
Because we can't do that one size fits all advice because right. that is the case. When
you didn't fit us.
there are studies about, you know, when Black women negotiate, they actually get less than when a white man negotiates just because of the response to seeing a Black woman ask for what mm-hmm. she deserves. Mm-hmm. So, you know, with that in mind, I do want to talk a little bit about sort of what the format of this is going to look like and mm-hmm. how we're going to move forward. So, you know, as you said, I kind of come at things from the 9-to-5 perspective, right? So how are you going to navigate your role or make a career pivot, negotiate mm-hmm. for salary? How can you navigate within corporate America and get paid? And then, you know, Alika, you're going to come through with the entrepreneurial side of things. Mm-hmm. So my hope is that we'll have, you know, some episodes where, you know, we'll pick an issue and we're really going to come at it from both sides, right? We'll talk about, mm-hmm. well, this is what it looks like in corporate. Here's what it looks like as an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And then we'll also each take episodes. So we'll have some where I'm presenting a topic that's really geared towards the corporate side of things. And, you know, Alika, you'll be kind of hearing it for the first time with us, right? So you'll be... Mm-hmm. asking questions, et cetera. And then we'll flip it, right? So then you'll present something that I haven't heard before. And then I'll be, you know, kind of the one taking it all in and asking questions, right? And then, you know, obviously we also want to get other perspectives. So we're going to have other amazing Black women on as guests as well. So those are kind of the main formats for episodes that we're going to be doing as we go forward.
Yeah. And we're really excited about this because frankly, when we were talking about putting this together, I think both of us kind of said, I haven't seen anything else like this. Anything else talking about on both sides of the spectrum where we bring in our revenue and our income, you know, how to increase that, our money on both sides, you know? Yeah. And I think that those perspectives are really, really needed and they need to be seen and heard. In this space. So we are really excited about what we're going to be able to share in our podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my hope is that for many of us, as we're diversifying our income streams, we're going to need perspectives from both sides, right? Because especially, I mean, if you all have been seeing these tech layoffs and things, we know that the job, it mm-hmm. can't be the only thing, right? So,
exactly.
You know, for folks who are really pursuing for financial freedom, mm-hmm. it's going to need to be multiple income streams. And so we'll need to figure out, well, how do I navigate the 9-to-5 and how do I ignite that entrepreneurial spirit, right? And maybe get the side hustle going. And then if that is where your passion lies, okay, then how do I raise that up to the level where it can replace the income from the 9 to 5? So my hope is that, you know, everyone listening will have some aspect of this that they can use and take with them, you know, as they're moving forward on their journey.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's our episode today. We wanted to share, you know, what we're going to be doing, why we were on here and who we were and how we could represent these two voices, meaning the voice of the entrepreneur and the voice of corporate, and how we get to bring those together. And we'll have a range of topics, you know, everything from like Teen said earlier, the different perspectives to even looking at things like how it impacts our life outside of work, you know, how it impacts our health, how it impacts us in different ways, and how we get to pull that together and create the revenue and the life that we want. So
you know what?
Folks taking this journey with us.
Go ahead. I'm terrible. I know you're wrapping it up, but I just realized we forgot one part of our intros.
Oh, what?
We're both mothers.
Oh,
we're both wives.
We can't even talk about it.
Other stuff going on. So
right.
So, you know, that perspective will come into things as well, right? So,
exactly.
You know, it's that, you know, the Black superwoman, right? Where we're trying to do it all. We're trying to, you know, put the food on the table, deal with the kids after school stuff, and then also be making the money. And, oh, it's too much.
Right, exactly. And I remember I had a program called Release Superwoman, Reclaim You, because that's the thing. So yeah, that's something we get to really lean into and dive into, because so many Black women are still holding on to that cape. You know, so many of us, even though we say, I don't want to be Superwoman, yet we walk every day with that cape on, you know.
Do it, plaguing.
Like, why is this still on me? I said I was done with this. You know, so yeah, that is another thing we get to chat about, and we get to take you all with us on this journey. So I hope you guys have joined us on this journey. I hope you've subscribed, if that's how it works. Subscribe, follow, you know, all the things, because this is a journey where we're really highlighting these issues and circumstances of Black women, and we're bringing other experts to discuss it. And we're discussing our own personal things. And we'd love to see your comments and questions so that we can bring those up in the episodes as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Without further ado, I guess we'll see you in the next one.
Yep. Thanks so much. See y'all soon.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Getting Black Women Paid podcast. If you want to hear more episodes like this one, subscribe wherever you're listening now.
And if you love what you heard, be sure to leave us a review. And make sure you share the podcast with incredible Black women in your life so we can continue getting Black women paid.
All right. We'll see you in the next one.